Patient's name is Everly Runyon, first name Everly, last name Runyon. Date of birth is 7/28/2017. Date of service is 6/27/2022. History of present illness is 4-year-old female, presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states she's had frequent urination and she has a rash in her private area, and today at daycare said that she didn't want to sit down because the rash was itchy, uncomfortable. Patient does still have accidents at night, so she does have to wear pull-ups. Usually in the morning, the rash is more red. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHVI, vital signs, heart rate is 97, respiratory 16, temp 98.7, O2 98, she weighs 39 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEE, and mucous membranes, moist pupils, scroll, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, cleared all. Auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, biofilm times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANA times 4, gait steady, skin warm, dry. There's a very, very mild rash on her labias, some mild erythema. Mom states that, again, usually it's more red in the mornings after she's had accident and her pull-up. And right now it doesn't seem to bother patient with palpation. Assessment and plan number one, just a fungal rash. I'm going to prescribe the patient ketoconazole cream to apply to that affected area twice a day. And if mom has any, or patient has any worsening of symptoms, mom will bring her back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. The patient did do a UA in the office, which was completely unremarkable, so we can go ahead and rule out any UTI. I also had a long discussion with the patient regarding any traumatic injury or possible sexual abuse, which she denies all of those things. So if patient has any issues, she'll return to the clinic. Mom does agree with the clinic here, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.